tengo tiempo para saber si lo que sueño concluye en algo. No te apures, ya más loco, porque es entonces cuando las horas bajan, el día es vidrio sin sol. Baja la noche, te oculta la voz. Y además cuando en tus ojos no importa si las horas bajan, el día se sienta a morir. Baja la noche, se nubla sin fin. Y además
ele estende a mão. fazer canção. Eu sei que é apenas um alibi pra encher o meu caveirão. Ao balcão e peça essa bebida, ela é sua salvação. Tem que ser o Guaraná Jesus que faz eu me sentir melhor. Tem que ser o Guaraná Jesus, assim eu vou sair da pior. Tem que ser o Guaraná Jesus que faz eu me sentir melhor. Tem que ser o Guaraná Jesus, assim eu vou sair da pior.
Well, isn't that something? Carlos Careca with Guaraná Jesus, from the A Espera de Tom, a Portuguese language cover album of Tom Waits' songs. Julian, that was your edition. Could you talk a little bit about that?
It was. There are quite a few non-English covers of Tom Waits' albums, some great ones in German, Polish, multiple of Scandinavian languages, but of all of them, I think that particular Brazilian Portuguese language one is one of the best, and that was just one of the highlights from what is a great album, Espera a Tom.
And also Scarlett Johansson did one too. Not that that's a foreign language, but...
Yes, for a English language Tom Waits cover album, give Anywhere I Lay My Head by Scarlett Johansson a listen.
Crazy stuff.
It's pretty bad music, but it's by...
he has fans...
It's by Scarlett Johansson covering Tom Waits, so that unto itself is...
He really has fans, you know, from all over the world and, you know, all places and, you know, places you wouldn't even expect. His reach is so far. But anyway, Tom Waits cover, Guaraná Jesus. And before that was Bajan by Pescado Rabioso, the legendary Argentine album Arto from them from 1973. That was Luis Alberto Spinetta, obviously on the guitar there. Quite a legend, rest in peace. And before that was Gruff Rhys with American Interior. Jack, you added that one, isn't it right?
Yeah, that's right. We were kind of debating the pronunciation, maybe Gruff Rhys, maybe, but anyway, it's Welsh, and he's the lead singer of Super Furry Animals, another great Britpop band, slash Cool Cymru.
True.
Paying attention to Wales in particular.
Yeah, pay attention to those Welsh. I mean, the Manic Street Preachers, Super Furry Animals, they had
Gorky's
some great bands.
Gorky's
Zygotic Monkey. Crazy
we
band.
And one of their songs. The singer Marina.
True.
Oh, yeah.
So many folks. And then before that was, of course, another Jack favorite, McCarthy with The Well of Loneliness. Some C86 Brit jangle pop there with a bit of a leftist lean. Well, maybe a little bit more than a bit of a leftist lean, but yeah, love to hear that. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is an extended edition of Andromeda. It's 11 minutes past 10. Forgot to do the station call at the top of the hour, but, you know, it happens. You know, what happens, it happens. Up next, we got a little bit more Spanish language material, followed by a little bit of German language material. So stay tuned for that. Up next is Eduardo Mateo with De Nosotros Dos. Only on WMFO. Let's keep it rolling.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
¿Sabe
que lance. Voy de nuevo. Un, dos, un, dos, tres, cuatro. Sé que tú lo sabes bien. Si me miras, pero no alcanza donde se queda ella. Si te estoy hablando, ¿qué es lo que queda? Si no te dices toda, toda entera. Y si siempre son dos que dicen esto solo siempre por vos. Sabes bien que después que tú siempre te apoyas y me miras. Sé que tú lo sabes bien. Si me miras, pero no alcanza donde se queda ella. Si te estoy hablando, ¿qué es lo que queda? Si no te dices toda, toda entera. Y si son dos que dicen eso solo siempre por vos. Y siempre son dos que dicen esto solo siempre por vos. Y siempre son dos. Que dicen esto solo siempre por vos, siempre por vos, siempre por vos.
Many. So schön, dass es mich gibt. Du hast Glück, dass du mich triffst. Dein Gesicht ist ein Gemälde, eine reine Poesie. Bist zwar nicht schlauer als ein Schaf, aber scharf, ich bin love wie Jack'n'Rose. Auf dem Big Screen kann ich bitte deine Tipps sehen, Baby, siehst du nicht der Mond? Ich hab ihn für dich aufgehängt und die Sterne hingepinnt. Ich glaub, ich bin, wenn ich dich heute Nacht nicht. Sei doch kein Kind, wem du's heute kannst besorgen, dem besorgst du's morgen auch. Denk an deine Zukunft, denk dran, dass du später einmal brauchst. Sei ein Auto, raus mit Garten, zieh dich aus, du kleine Maus. Wem du's heute kannst besorgen, ich besorg's dir morgen auch. Cuba Libre für uns beide oder eine Flasche Wein. Babybeine wie die deine, hat hier keine zweite, nein. Lass mich bitte von dir allein und ich beiße nicht, ich trink dich aus, als wär ich Alkoholiker. Und du Tanqueray, wem du's heute kannst besorgen, dem besorgst du's morgen noch. Denk an deine Zukunft, denk dran, zu spät einmal brauchst du ein Auto. Zieh dich aus, du kleine Maus. Wem du's heute kennst, besorg, ich besorg's dir morgen noch. Du bist zwar erst 16. Ach komm, wir drehen Sexszenen. Gib mir nur ein Küsschen, lass mich dich etwas kitzeln. Etwas Nähe ist nicht schlimm, sei doch kein Kind. Wem du's heute kannst besorgen, dem besorgst du's morgen auch. Denk an deine Zukunft, denk an zu später, etwas brauchst sein Auto. Aus mit Garten, zieh dich aus, du kleine Maus. Wem du's heute kannst besorgen, ich besorg's dir morgen noch.
Okay, der letzte Lied war, wem du es heute kannst besorgen, war Faber. Und vor dem Lied war Schock den Affen von Peter Gabriel von seinem Album, deutsches Album. Was denkst du, Annika?
Über Peter Gabriel oder?
Alles.
Alles. Ja, meine Mutter hört zu und sie sagt, sie hat nichts verstanden. So, you know,
interessant.
Peter Gabriel's pronunciation. It's fine. Yeah. And Faber Swiss German, or is that how you?
Schweizerdeutsch.
Schweizerdeutsch, yeah. Musician noted for his I want to say like Balkan style influence, but I'm not an expert, so
I have a question about the German
language. How because you're learning German from English and you're learning English from German.
She already knows English.
Yeah. But sorry. how is it, because I hear the languages are really similar and I feel like it'd be a cool language to learn. But is it like harder learning it one way or the other? Is that a thing?
I think it's harder to learn German from English because you're not surrounded German language movies from such a young age. Whereas like in Germany, you like walk by a movie theater, all the posters are for American movies.
Although there's a huge like dubbing industry in Germany. Most movies you'll see in theaters are dubbed.
Yeah.
But even then, there's like English language music, YouTube, you know, all that.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So.
English language is.
We also learn English.
Conquered the world.
At my school, we learn English from first grade. So, yeah.
So there's structural imbalances. Yeah.
Right.
Wow, very interesting stuff. You don't.
Hence why my German is much worse than her English.
You don't get commentary like this very often on Andromeda. This is really a gift to have multilingual folks in the studio tonight. It's really a pleasure. But so as they said, I don't even need to introduce the songs. They were two German songs and they introduced them wonderfully. And then before that was Eduardo Mateo with De Nosotros Dos. And once again, you're listening to WMFO. Let's keep it rolling. We're about halfway through the 10 o'clock hour. Do we have a PSA ready or are we still ruminating on that?
Yes. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware in viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Beautiful. Good message.
What if you're something of like an exhibitionist?
Then that's up to you, you know. Then that's
that's
your decision. But yes, important PSA from our safety-minded folks at Tufts. And all right, folks, let's keep the music going. Doing a radical shift into the original theme that this show was going to be back when I thought it was only going to be an hour and I thought it was going to be just me, which is sort of country, I guess, but like good country.
But which country?
The U.S. country. Country from the country of the U.S., that is. And a little song, this is also a Spotify algorithm suggestion from Barefoot Jerry. Interesting name for an artist, but it's a good song, short and sweet. This one's called Smokies, and it's about the Smoky Mountains, I'm told. So here we go, Smokies by Barefoot Jerry. Enjoy.
I'd like to go in the spring, in the fall, and in the snow. There's lots of friendly people there, and you don't have to bother to cut your hair. Ba 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 na 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 ba 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 na 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 na. The Smoky Mountains is the place to put a big smile on your face. Trees are yellow, red, and green. It's the prettiest place I've ever seen. Ba 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 ba. No telephones to blow your high, nothing but clean air in the sky. I think the heaven must be near, cause the angels
It is the natural habitat for people who know just where it's at. Smoking is their claim to fame, and that's how the Smokies got the name.
Some say they're going to a place called glory heard that I'm on the road to purgatory, and I don't like the sound of that. I believe in love and I live my life accordingly, but I choose to let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
Twice a year, just to ask me how to go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. I met a girl from Venus, her insides were lined in gold. But she did what she did, said, how was it, kid? She was politely told, pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. Molly went to Arkansas, she got raped by Dobbin's dog. But she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against the law. Pretty good, not bad, she can't complain. All them dogs are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight makes me plain. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. Priest, pretty good, not bad, they can't complain. Cause actually, all them gods are just about the same. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. Cause actually, everything is just about the same.
I will understand, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same
Crosby, Stills, and Nash there with Wooden Ships from the self-titled Crosby, Stills, and Nash record from 1969. Rest in peace, David Crosby. We just got the news of his death earlier today. It's very sad. He lived a good life, and he worked with and made a lot of great music and worked with a lot of great musicians. and really elevated each other's careers and was a really integral part of that whole music scene out on the West Coast, 60s, 70s, and beyond. And yeah, really formed a lot of the music that I like, that I grew up on, and that I still listen to this day. But yeah, that was Wooden Ships. Before that was John Prine, Pretty Good, from his self-titled record. Another one who has passed on not too long ago. He died 2018, I believe that was.
Not a bad song.
Not a bad song. A pretty good song. A pretty good song, I might even say.
Would not complain.
Yes. No complaints from me. But it seems about the same to me as it ever was. Before that was Iris Dement with Let the Mystery Be, from her album Infamous Angel. I really like her voice. I really have been getting into some Iris Dement lately. And then before that was Gary Stewart with Dragon Shackles, from his honky tonk classic Out of Hand, an album from 1975. Before that was Barefoot Jerry, another short country tune, Smokies, from the album Southern Delight. And yeah, we only got 14 minutes left until 11 p.m. We got a couple more tunes coming up here. This one is another Jack pick. I think he should be back. Oh, he's right there. This one is Robert Forster with Did She Overtake You, from the Evangelist album. Enjoy.
Take you as you stole to wait for her friend, and was there a circus that she saw, had hoped for, and left? Overtake you, or bemuse you with how hard she pushed, and then surprise you, or were you not ready enough? Yes.
Citizens United.
Citizens United, yes. This is NPR
what
now,
a Supreme
actually.
Court case.
Yeah, quite a case. Yeah. Really, really controversial stuff. Actually, not really. I feel like most people are against it. But anyway, the song we just heard was Robert Wyatt's Heaps of Sheeps from the Schleep album. That was a Kyle edition. Kyle, are you a big Robert Wyatt head?
I haven't listened to a ton of his stuff, honestly, and that was actually a recommendation that came from Adam. Told me to listen to that album and I really enjoyed it. He's probably not tuning in right now because he's in London
Europe, yeah.
with Terry, so it's quite late there. But good album. Yeah. He's a cool guy. I feel like you probably know more about him than I do.
Oh yeah. Robert Wyatt, big fan of him. You know, he was frontman of Soft Machine and big active in the Canterbury scene in the UK in the 70s. Also a very big leftist, which I think has been kind of a theme among a lot of the artists we've played tonight. He was that came through very strongly in his later solo work as well. Heaps of Sheeps by Robert Wyatt. For that was Robert Forster with Did She Overtake You from The Evangelist. And that was a Jack edition. Jack, there's a bit of a tragic story behind that one, isn't there?
I was explaining that The Evangelist was the result of a go-betweens project between Robert Forster and Grant McLennan that was tragically changed, I guess, during production when Grant McLennan died at, I think, the age of 50 or something. And,
yeah.
Forster went ahead and reworked some of the songs into solo tracks, and I think he's known to be sort of the moodier half of the songwriting duo, and so the album definitely is pretty dark for a go-betweens album.
Yeah, definitely came through. It felt like a very sort of melancholic, even though it wasn't that slow, but it was felt like a melancholic piece of music. But closing out the 10 o'clock hour here, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got even more music coming at you in the next hour. Why not? Let's keep it going. We may be saying goodbye to two of our hosts very soon. Julian, are you leaving within the next hour?
The next hour, yes.
All right. So sounds like we'll be sticking around with four of the folks, and then maybe our numbers will dwindle. But we will continue on. We will continue on towards the midnight hour. But we will stop at midnight. Let's not go crazy.
Burning
here.
The midnight oil.
Burning the midnight oil. Maybe we'll hear another one of their songs. Who knows? Why not? Up next, though, is one from Mickey Newbury. I have to give credit to one of my fellow WMFO board members, Allie Landecker, who hosts the Sauerkraut show at, it was at 8 p.m. on Mondays, I believe, but she may be doing a different time slot. But I just want to shout her out for putting me on to Mickey Newbury, who is a very important progressive country musician and who introduced the world to Townes Van Zandt and a lot of other really great country musicians. I have to do a little bit more research on him. There's a lot of great people that are dedicated to archiving and really combing through his work and all that good stuff. So really excited to be playing more of his work on my show in the future and getting some more recommendations. So this is Mickey Newbury with Teetotal Tommy from his, I believe, first album, Looks Like Rain. Enjoy and have a good night.
Hung up child of clay. So the drunken poet's pretty words